Yeah, so it was kind of random, to be honest. It was a couple of years ago. I remember going to this really interesting talk by this student at the University of New South Wales, and they were talking about some really cool stuff she was doing with rats. And they were stressing out the rats in this kind of, you know, stress model. And they found that when they gave them probiotics, it made them feel less stressed. So it was kind of really random and really kind of counterintuitive. And I'm like, that's, you know, so strange, but so cool. What's going on there? How could something like bacteria could change something like your stress? And when I started to do more research about mental health, I started to come back to that idea about, I guess, different ways of looking at mental health treatments and kind of more, I guess, novel ways of looking at treatments. And that's when I came back to the idea of, well, what about, could probiotics actually be a treatment for depression as well?
Can you explain what probiotics are? Because it's a big part of what you're doing, and it just seems like quite a foreign concept to me.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's definitely one of those buzzwords that we're kind of hearing all over the place, but what does it actually mean? So probiotics are just basically healthy bacteria. So it's good bacteria, it's beneficial, you need it in your body, and you can eat it or drink it because it occurs naturally in products like yogurt. So anything fermented, so you can get it in like miso or kimchi, sauerkraut, soft cheeses. So it's just a naturally occurring thing that's really good for your body.
So what will that look like then? Can you see people just taking, everybody taking probiotic supplements?
Well, the funny thing is, if you look at TV advertisements, I feel like a lot of companies have already jumped on this idea and ran with it. So we know in general, probiotics and a good diet, of course, is helpful for you. Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily the case that we should all be, you know, running to the shops and buying probiotic supplementation, but definitely a well-grounded diet is going to be helpful regardless, right? Like, I mean, we know it's good for our mental health. We know it's good for our physical health. The question is, if you are depressed, will it actually work as a treatment?
So where are you in the stage of answering that question?
Yeah, so there's a lot of really interesting research being done in this area. And what we're specifically looking at is, are probiotics helpful as a treatment for depression in humans? So there's been some really cool stuff coming out with animals that shows that if you, you know, depress a little mouse and then you give them probiotics, it actually cures their depression. So it's quite similar to how medication works, which was really cool and really interesting. And if you give probiotics to kind of healthy people like you and I that aren't actually depressed, it does help improve our well-being. So the next kind of logical step, and people are looking at it in different ways, is that if you have an actual psychiatric population with a depressive disorder, can you use it like a treatment? So is it similar to an antidepressant? Is it similar to psychological therapy? And we don't yet know the answer to that. So that's why it's really interesting. And we're running a trial now at the University of Technology, Sydney, trying to answer that question.
So would the end result then be giving people supplements of probiotics as a kind of, is it preemptive or is it a cure?
Yeah, so there's some research that shows you can do it preemptively and it does help improve your mood if you're already quite healthy. But we're actually in a way looking at it as a treatment right now. So people who are currently depressed, we're giving them probiotics and we're saying, does it, you know, cure your depression?
So are probiotics things that we just get from food anyway? Why do you need it as an extra supplement?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So we should get it from our food naturally if we have a really well-balanced, you know, diet, high in fiber, high in, you know, fermented products. But the reality is that most of us don't. So, you know, if we're eating kind of a high processed, a high fatty, a high sugar diet, we won't be getting it as naturally, or it won't be, I guess, growing as well as it could be in our gut. The other thing that affects our gut are things like stress. So if you're stress, that affects the level of good and bad bacteria, antibiotics, hormonal changes, traveling. So there's so much stuff that actually does disrupt the health of our gut. So yeah, so it's not happening as naturally as it, say, could have.
How much of this, when we're talking about depression, how much of it actually is these for physical things like diet, like physical health, as opposed to just your mental state of being?
No, you're absolutely right. So that's the hard thing about depression, is that it's complex, right? So there's lots of things that cause it. So it could be your genetics, it could be the chemicals in your brain, it can be your environment, it could be psychology. So it's how you think about things, it's how you react to things. So because it's so complex and there's so many different causes, there's not going to be kind of one cure-all treatment. So we know that, you know, medications are helpful. We know psychological therapies are helpful. We know just in general, you know, your diet and your lifestyle and your sleep are helpful. So it's more that, could probiotics be one more kind of novel component to that kind of multifaceted treatment?
I mean, the first thing that came to my mind was, that's really obvious. I'll eat well and then I'll be happier.
Yes, exactly.
But how does this push further? Like, what is the big difference with probiotics as opposed to just having that really healthy diet and physical exercise?
So what we've started to find out is how much your gut health really does actually affect your brain. And so that's quite a novel and almost kind of a crazy idea that has come out, and the research is really starting to support that. So your gut actually directly as well as indirectly communicates with your brain. So keeping your gut healthy with, you know, a good diet and good probiotics are really important. But if you don't have that, what happens is that it's like your gut gets leaky. So because the toxins in your gut, what happens is that they leak out into your bloodstream. And when they're there, they trigger all these systems in your body. So you've got this immune response, you've got your stress response. And that actually ends up affecting how your brain functions. So it actually directly affects the chemicals in your brain that are responsible for your mood. So this idea of, you know, toxins leaking out of our gut and affecting our mood is kind of crazy, but it looks like the strong evidence to suggest that something like that's happening. So where the probiotics comes in is that the probiotics are kind of like plugging the holes in this leaky boat. So the probiotics keeps your gut really strong, really healthy, and stops that leaking. And all of that helps decrease the inflammation. And so that decreasing stress, decreasing inflammation, and improvement in mood, that's what's so cool and specific about the probiotics. And it's something that we never would have thought of, you know, a long time ago. It's only now that we're getting all these different, really interesting results with animals and cells and people that we're trying to put it all together and make sense of it. And it looks like maybe something like that's happening.
When you say toxins, yes, do you mean things like alcohol and caffeine and bad things, or is it just unhealthy foods in general?
I mean like bad bacteria. So, you know, bacteria could be helpful or unhelpful. So if you don't have enough of the good bacteria, there's kind of the bad bacteria that's left. And those toxins, that's what's getting into your bloodstream. So you don't have all the protective factors of the healthy gut that's kind of keeping it, processing it, and then kind of getting rid of it out of your body.
And then your brain obviously gets the message that things are wrong.
Exactly. It's kind of, that's exactly right. So it kind of, you know, the rest of your body is trying to sort out and kind of deal with these invaders, because they're not supposed to be there, right? They're supposed to be in your gut.
Okay. So you're in the process of kind of doing this trial. What happens next?
So we've actually just started the trial. So we're obviously still very keen for a volunteer. So if there's anybody out there listening and would be interested, please do get into contact with us. I mean, it's from the help of people who are listening right now that's going to help us answer that question and help us let people know whether it is helpful in depression. So the trial will take probably a year to run. And at the end of that, what we'll do is we'll look at whether probiotics were helpful, and we'll be able to start to let people know what we found and, you know, if there's any recommendations we can make from that.
So the people that are involved in this trial, what does it actually include? What would they be taking? And is there a possibility that, you know, could things go wrong, or do you know for sure that it's going to work? Like, how does it happen?
So the good news is that it's not as scary as it kind of sounds.
Clinical trial sounds very
I know, it sounds very scientific. Basically what happens is that we'll ask you a lot of questions to make sure the study's right for you. So when you are in the study, what will happen is that you'll fill out a lot of questions and give a lot of measures of your health, so we can work out right now, before you even start, how are you going. Then what we do is we give you probiotics, and they're like in a little sachet. So you just mix it in with water and you drink it twice a day, and you drink it twice a day for 9 weeks. It's as simple as that. And when you're doing that, you just drop into UTS once a week for about 15 minutes, just so we can check in with your health, how you're going, answer any questions. And then at the end of the 9 weeks, you complete all those questionnaires again. And what we do is we compare it. So we say, when you first started off, you were feeling this way. When you ended the study, you were feeling this way. And that's how we can tell whether the probiotics helped. Probiotics are very safe. So there's been lots of studies done, and there's lots of different probiotics already available for purchase at, I mean, Woolworths and things like that. Very minimal side effects. So some people may have a little bit of bloating, and sometimes people don't like the taste, but that's about it. It's a very kind of safe, natural supplement.
So what are the products that are already available?
Yeah, so for example, if you're just interested in probiotic food, Greek yogurt, so any yogurts with live cultures are helpful. And there's lots of different companies. So I'm not affiliated with kind of any of these companies I'm mentioning. I'm just saying in general. Blackmores has a probiotic, so things like that. But what we don't know yet in terms of, say, depression is the exact kind of strains or doses or how long you need to take it. So that's all the stuff we would need to work out next.
Right. So would it also be determining whether whether like a powder mixed in with water or a tablet would be better.
Yeah, exactly. So is it, you know, two strains of good bacteria or is it seven strains of good bacteria? Is it, you know, once a day? Is it three times a day? Is it like for 2 months or all that type of stuff we don't know yet.
It's really freaky. There could be like a cure for depression. That concept blows my mind a little bit.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I thought the same thing as well. I'm like, that's crazy. What do you mean, you know, probiotics could affect your mood? But there's a definite, you know, strong link between the health of your gut and your mental health.